I joined the Marines. And it's...
Everybody ready?
Camp longer, everything. Yep.
Okay.
Ready.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to start the regular council meeting of Tuesday, May 21st, 2019, at 7:26 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance, our first order of business.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next order of business, if we could have a moment of silence for our deceased residents, Donald Knowles, Geraldine Miller, Durant Valenti, and Karen Stindl, and also for all our active military. Okay, thank you. Roll call, Katie.
Councilperson Linville.
Present.
Brenner Miller.
Here.
Allen.
Here.
Terlowski.
Here.
Nielsen.
Here.
Spitznagle.
Here.
All of council present, along with our fiscal officer, Katie Iconis, and Blair Melling, acting as our law solicitor tonight, filling in as our law solicitor.
Thank you.
Was our law solicitor for a long time before he cut his hours back. Retirement, semi-retired, right, Blair?
Highly recommended.
Can I have a motion to receive and file the council caucus minutes of May 21st, 2019?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept and file the council caucus minutes of May 21st, 2019.
Second.
Second by Denny.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Council caucus minutes passed. Item 6, motion to approve council meeting minutes of April 16th, 2019.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to approve the council meeting minutes of April 16th, 2019.
Second.
Second.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagle?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Okay. Council meeting minutes of April 16th, 2019 passed. Item number 7, persons having business before council. Anybody having business before council can come up and come to the mic, give their name, address, and
Mayor, council members. I'm David Phillips, representing my mother, Marie Kitko, from 7010 Chaner Drive. And just a note, my first council meeting was in the old building on the corner there. So I've been around the village for a long time, although I left for over 30 years active duty in the military. I have something I'd like to pass out to each of you. I provided an email a few weeks back about an erosion problem that was taking place on Chaner Drive. And Councilmember Linville, I'd really like to compliment personally for taking the time to speak to my mother and helping to calm her. We were not able to have her attend the meeting this evening because of her stress level over the whole situation. The pictures that I sent you about 3 to 4 weeks ago, the ground has dropped an additional 4 inches. Since the first letter that I sent to the former mayor over a year ago, it's dropped 38 inches. Now, the reason this comes up is because I received a note from the village contracted engineer stating, I cannot repair anything, I cannot touch anything, I cannot adjust anything without first hiring an engineer, getting an engineer survey done, submitting it to the county, then submitting it to the village, and then we can possibly repair things so that my mother's house doesn't slip down into the valley. He also said in the message that water is dispersed from a pipe in the village with the lay of the land. Well, there are 3 cisterns along the northern side of Shaner Drive. I'd like to give you a little handout, if I may, please. I've highlighted on here the actual water flow that I'm referring to going to the cisterns.
Thank you, sir.
The second chart in there is the lay of the land.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The reason I'm passing this out is to give an idea that the other two cisterns,
thank you,
catch basins, if you may, the one is at the end in the turnaround, the cul-de-sac of Shaner Drive. The other one is where the old Pavlik house is. Now, I'm stating names that go back to the 60s, and those houses have turned over. The engineer's note said that there was a creek there, which we disputed, because I recall when we moved into the house, there was no creek, but the pipe was put in. That water is dispersed at the beginning, the head part of the contour of the land. Well, the head part up in the cul-de-sac is 216 feet from that beginning part of the contour to where it's dispersed into a creek. The one up the street between the Pavliks and the Maglitz house is 188 feet down the contour interval. Both of them have a drop of about 25 feet. Yet the one that dispenses into my mother's front yard is 20 feet. And it pours at the very peak of the interval. So what I'm saying is pipes were laid so that water was not dispersed in other families' property down at the end, even though the contour of the land and the lay would have taken that water down. But yet on my mother's, it's 20 foot and dispersed right into her front yard. The problem is the driveway has cracked. I think you've seen the pictures of how the land is slipping. But yet I'm being told by the engineer I can't do anything about it. So I'm in a real catch-22 because I find it hard to believe that that would be the village's position, that I can't fix what he's saying is on private property and what the Cuyahoga County Archivist is calling a drainage easement. A little difference there. So I'm asking for help on this. I want to put sandbags in so my mother's house doesn't slide in, and according to the engineer, I can't do that. So I need a little bit of help. I don't expect an answer right now.
I'm ready to answer you.
But I need to have something to help calm my mother so she doesn't lose her house.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you didn't bring her, because as you know, your family members came here.
Yes.
With your mom. So let's start where me and you started. Okay. You sent an email to this council and myself.
Yes.
Within less than 24 hours, I answered you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Saying I'm going to look into this. Okay. Look into. So what I did, I went to our engineer. And but before I start that letter you're referring, did you have that in that packet you sent us?
No, I did not.
Right, so I've never seen that letter.
Correct, that was sent from the...
Okay, so I've never seen that letter. Okay, just anybody in this seen that letter?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just so you know, because it's hard for us to...
Sure.
I don't even know who you're talking about. So I went to our existing engineer, which is Sugarland Valley Engineering, and our street commissioner and our zoning inspector, building inspector, and said, you need to get me in the loop, okay? And they shared, I guess it was looked at, like you said,
yes,
the former mayor. A letter was sent out July 3rd from our engineer, I think it wasn't to you, it was to a Mike Merton, which I think is that gentleman, because he came and talked.
Yes.
Okay, at that time they explained, the engineer explained why the village couldn't repair that, okay? So they came, your family, I'm going to assume that, came to the meeting and expressed that. And as mayor, we talked to council, we talked about it. The thing you have to understand is we like to fix everybody's.
Oh, for sure.
But by law, we can't spend public funds on private property. Even if I wanted to, even on my, just can't. So we go to our engineer, they have to make a ruling whether or not, because they're the expert. Okay, if it gets challenged, they're the ones who are going to have to defend it along. Our law solicitor will look at it too. Okay, and so we already had an opinion made on July 2nd, 2018, over a year ago. So now you write the letter. We look into it. And I said to our engineers, okay, well, it's probably the same unless something changed. But we gave an opinion a year ago. So in this forum, we just said, okay, because now the village is spending money to go and look. And we agreed, and I said to two of the party members here that we're going to do another study. And this body agreed to it, okay, because it's out of the scope of our retainer what we spend, pay our engineer, okay? Today, at 3:30, I received a... Now, wait, before I get ahead, I said when we received that survey, we're going to invite you guys in. Because this isn't the forum for this. We should sit down at a table, talk, share this with you, and tell you our stance. Not to come up and debate thing, because that's not how you get anything done. So I told your family members, when that survey and we get it back, we will invite you in here and talk about it. Is that not correct? Okay? So I hope they shared that with you. Okay? So at 3:30 today, and after the meeting, you guys, I can show you it. I'm not going to share the survey with you yet, and I'll tell you why, because I haven't even shared it with anybody. Okay? The only two, not even our street commissioner or anything. I just received it. I haven't even looked at it. I looked briefly, because I seen you out there, and this is what I received at 3:30, actually, right on the nose, from Mr. Joe Gelati. Mayor, as previously discussed, please see the attached letter and supporting documents regarding the property at 7010 Shaner Drive. Thank you. Okay, so this is where we're at with it. So what we're going to do is I will make sure this body gets distributed this. You won't be able to meet in a private room with this whole body because that's considered a quorum. But I would like to set up a meeting with you or whoever the representative is, or a couple of you. I mean, we're not going to, you know. And our engineer, our street commissioner, and go over everything and tell you where we're at. I know you mentioned South Meadow Park, okay? That was done from a ruling from the engineer. That was a share cost. That family's actually paying about $24,000 out of that. They're being assessed on that. There was some fault, some liability for the village and some liability from the homeowner, okay? That took months and months. But this is something that, you know, we don't do it in this forum and debate. It's not the professional way to do it. I mean, that's fine for you to come up here. And I think that's why I felt about this big when your mother's back there. I don't want to stand up there. You don't think I would want to fix that front? But I can't. I'm not saying that. I personally can't make that decision. I'm not an engineer, okay? The engineer has to weigh in. And I can tell you how I instructed the engineer, just like I instructed any of this job. Do the study, and how the study falls, it falls. If the village is liable, we're liable. If we're not, we're not. I mean, that's all we can do. So I have this study, okay, and I will be calling you. Who should I call? I was communicating with you, but then at the meeting, I know you weren't there. So, and I had nothing to request from you. They've already gone out to the property and they've gathered information. So I have this in front. I did ask if you guys have hired anybody to, you know, put a professional opinion together. And that's fine. You didn't, because we have. Okay, so who should I call? Who should be the point person?
It would be my sister and brother-in-law who are here local because I live out of state.
Okay, I do not have their contact number.
I will make sure.
I do have yours. That's not a problem. You can call here in the office. We don't have to do that now.
It's actually on the documents that I handed you this evening.
Oh, okay, then that's where I'm at. If council wants to add anything or do anything, that's fine. I just kind of wanted to tell you that's where we're at.
I appreciate that, Mayor.
And that's ironic. I mean, we got it right today. And I'm glad we did. If I wouldn't, I would have just told you we haven't received it yet. But we did direct them, as we told you, to do that. Yeah. To do that study.
And I very much appreciate that. And I'll relay the same to my mom. And thank you for taking a look at it. And especially the council members that actually came out there. That was very nice, too. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just a couple comments. The first comment is, I know it's very aggravating. I have family members that have a creek running through their property, and they wanted to clean it because it was actually backing up to the neighbors across the street, their property. So he was out there with a backhoe cleaning it out so the water would flow better, and he was stopped by the village because you have to get the Army Corps of Engineers involved. And he says, well, this is ridiculous because all I'm doing is cleaning it out to make the water flow better so my neighbors don't get flooded. And they said, you can't do that. You got to get it engineered. You got to get a stamp of approval to what you're doing. I understand your frustration. It's very frustrating. Unfortunately, the state, not only the state, but the federal government, and Don, the mayor, Mr. Linville, myself, we were all on council when the federal government came in. The EPA came in, and they said, you will pass these laws. And we said, what are you going to do if we don't? And they said, you will pass these laws. So that's what we're stuck with. You know, our hands are tied too. And we really, the mayor and I spoke, and I'm sure he spoke to other council members. We felt very small when your mother was here. And we are, you know, we will try to do the best we can, but we can't, and I have no idea what this says. I have no idea, no knowledge of it. But if the engineers say you can't go on there because it's for whatever reason, we legally can't. And you know, I know that's a hard pill to swallow. If there is something that we can do, that they say we can do, we'll find a way to do it, though. And the second comment is, you know, on especially on this weekend, I'd like to thank you for your service.
Thank you very much.
This is a Brigadier General standing here.
And I've always considered myself from Walton Hills, no matter where we've been.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
But, you know, with that said, and I know I mentioned it to the other family members last time, because I know we talked a lot. I just had a resident call about they want to put a pond in the village, and it's more costly than what they thought. And one of the reasons is because of the overflow and how it's permitted. And they said, well, it's only going to be temporary. The EPA requires that we permit it. We're permitted by the EPA, and we have to follow their regulations. We have any exception to that, we get fined by that. There is no person basically would say, it's so, stormwater is regulated so different now, and it's just, just telling you that. Let me ask you, bring your documentation. I didn't see no number on what you gave here.
Actually, I left that
Mr.
page.
Mr. Mayor,
you got one?
Plus,
you got one. Okay, then you're good. I think I got your top one.
We do have for Mr. Phillips and Mr. and Mrs. Merton with a phone number.
Because they live locally, and that makes it easier.
Well, you'll be hearing from us because, I do have the survey back. I just stapled his memo on top. I made copies when I seen you out there. I made copies because I figured that so you're going to address it to me. So I wanted to give you an answer. So we'll share that with you, and we'll go from there.
Thank you very much. Could not ask you more than that. I think you understand the frustrations
and
trying to work through it, and I appreciate all of you and your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice week.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Mayor?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Go ahead.
Mr. Phillips, I just wanted to thank you and Mr. and Mrs. Merton for informing us of this, because if you've seen on the information that you guys supplied us with last year, I was not aware of this situation at all. I don't know if any of the other council members were ever made aware of it either.
No.
So I do want to tell you I appreciate you including us with this so we can help you move it forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
As Mr. Phillips noted, I visited the site, And the engineers, in their original writing, notes that a stream is entirely encompassed on the land for Mr. Phillips' mother. And I would maintain that if someone, and I'm not criticizing, I don't want to be critical, I don't want to point fingers or anything else, but if someone had not routed the whole, I think it's the east side of Shaner, onto Mrs. Phillips' land, she wouldn't have a stream in her yard, okay? Because there's like a 12-inch pipe that's fed by those homes on the east side of Shaner. And at minimum, that should be rerouted. That, and I'm not an engineer, but when I went there and saw that, I saw that, I would just reroute this somehow over to, there's some empty space over to the north of Mrs. Phillips' home, or Mrs. Kitko's home. So that could have been rerouted in the initial analysis and workup of what was to be done. So, and if it was me as a citizen, I would be hopping mad about it. I really would. Because some of the notes that I made, that the engineer, village engineer, was purely speculating because he was not involved with the project at the time. But in memo from Mrs. Kitko, she notes, years ago, the village of Walton Hills directed the rainwater runoff from 9 homes on the east side of Shaner Drive and 8 homes on the west side of Shaner Drive to 1 catch basin, which discharges into a culvert in Mrs. Kitko's front yard, hence the stream. Okay? Hence the stream. And I don't know who rigged, there's a small pipe running underneath the driveway, and the inlet to that small pipe is about that round, and that would be the, I think, south side of the driveway. And on the north side of the driveway, there's a pipe discharging that big. Okay? So you can see where the problem lies, is there's not enough capacity to have the tremendous amount of rainwater that could come down there from all those homes and the street and everything else. And it's a horrible, you know, I'm not an engineer, but it's not a very good job. But anyway, we've helped with these problems before, and I got to tell you, I think we should help with this one. All right. Thank you, Mayor.
Well, with that said, I received this at 3:30. No one's been, I haven't distributed this to anybody, so you'll get it. You'll see the survey, and then I'll give you guys a call, and we'll meet from there. Okay?
Oh, Mayor, if I can make one more point, which I forgot. For many years, the service department maintained the culvert and provided fill to prevent erosion, but that service was stopped. So, question, why was that service stopped? Okay. And why did we feel we had a need to go over there and help to maintain this in the first place? Okay. So that's two questions I think we should have answered. Thank you.
You're welcome that. I wish you would have asked those questions a few days ago or whatever, or a week ago when this started. I know some of it was answered. You could have got your answers, but
I brought the subject up before. Okay, I'm not
right.
going to get into
Denny. You're going to get the survey.
I'm not going to point any fingers, but this I made these points the other time that I talked about this. Okay,
it's fine. You can make points. You're good.
So don't be saying I would have gotten answers here and there.
No, I just said I would have gotten to you, and you could have answered with the residents.
Thank you, Mayor.
So, and you can be invited to the meeting too.
Yes, I would want to. I was going to make that point.
Yeah, you're
as well.
Chairman.
I want to be at that meeting.
You wouldn't have to even tell me that. I would have you there as infrastructure chairman.
Sure. Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate it.
You know, along with maybe another council person that's on the committee. You know, we can't, like I expressed, we can't have a quorum,
right.
but we can have one or two. So,
Yeah, I'll be, I can,
I think Fred's on my committee.
Yep, I'm on the committee.
Whatever you guys work out.
I went up and walked the property.
Yeah, whatever you worked out.
The first day that we got the memo.
I think we all went.
I put on my rain gear, went up and walked it.
Did you walk the property, Fred?
Yes, sir.
I know, I went too.
I walked it, it was pouring down rain, so I got a good look.
Any other residents having comments? Go ahead, Joe.
My name's Joe Canzoni, I live at 18817 Alexander Road. My question is, Northern Hazaret, are they in the village or are they in Oakwood?
I believe Oakwood.
They're in Oakwood.
Okay, what about the railroad bridge?
I believe the west side is Walton Hills and the east side is Oakwood, I believe.
I don't know where the line is.
Yeah.
I know where the sign
we have,
is.
Go ahead, what's your question?
Yeah.
That's my question. Where's the bridge? Is it in Oakwood or Walton Hills?
No, I thought it was split because we asked them to paint it. We went through it. We were trying to, you know, it's in terrible shape. And the railroad has a lot of power and a lot of...
It's ICC.
You can't, you know, you can't enforce too many things.
They can't force any.
Right. So at that time, from what I understood, but that's something I'd have to find out. I'm not exactly sure. Okay. We can find that out for you. I thought it was split, but we could find that out. I'm not sure. I don't want to give you the wrong answer, Joe.
Okay, then maybe you can find this out, too. Can you tell me why the sign that says there's a speed camera is east of the bridge? It's not. If it's not, if the bridge is not in Walton Hills, it's in Oakwood.
I could tell you, this is what I can tell you, okay? I can tell you that our service director moved the sign, and I know he talked to the police chief about it, and everything with that sign, as far as, you know, how close it has to be to the camera, is all legal, and Gasco looked at it, okay, within the law. That I do know. Whether that's in Oakwood or not, I don't know if it makes a difference if it's in the other community or not, but they have told me, our police chief, that it's within the, it's, everything
it's
is legal.
It's in the distance.
Yes,
the
distance
sign.
Is correct. And,
okay, but
and
you...
And that's who I rely on. Now.
You can't put a sign in Bedford that you're going to get a ticket in Walton Hills.
And I couldn't
what,
answer
that's
that.
That's what you did over there. That sign's in Oakwood. So how can you go to Oakwood? What if you don't pass through Oakwood?
All I can tell you is one of the questions that
signs east of the bridge.
Joe,
it's only going eastbound.
Yeah, it's only taking a picture going eastbound, not going. I mean,
it's taking a picture going westbound. It's going westbound.
Now, this I will tell you, because somebody asked, is it so close to the, you know, the border and stuff? Not the sign, but the camera. And you weren't one of the only residents, and I was assured by the police chief, our building commissioner, and Gasco, who was they're responsible for that's their whole setup. We don't own any of that. Okay,
I understand.
And they said it's all legal.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
I'll have to ask them for those answers. But that's all I can tell you.
It gives you a ticket going west.
No.
Yes. It doesn't give you a ticket going west? Yes.
It only gives you a ticket going west.
Going into the village and not leaving the village.
Not going.
Okay, it gives you a ticket
coming into the village.
But my question is, if the sign is not in the village, how can you give a ticket?
That I don't know. I don't know if that's legal or not, but I was told it's where that sign is at is legal. But I can find that out.
I think that question is for Mr. Mel. And he's only part-time.
I don't know if he knows.
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
I did, a few years ago, I got caught by one of those cameras in Parma. It was raining, and I didn't see it.
And I was speeding.
And you were speeding. I have a problem.
But my point is I did a lot of research on that. Because there was supposed to be, and Mr. Melling knows.
Oh, it's challenging
because,
all the time.
Because there wasn't a police officer around. Turns out he was around, but he was down the corner behind a dumpster That's where he was watching. But anyways, the law states that there has to be signs posted by the border of the municipality at the main entrances to the village. But it says the border. It doesn't say anything about the sign has to be within the municipality. It just says at the border. So that's where, I don't know, maybe that's why the chief is saying it's legal. They confer.
See, here's the thing about boundaries. A lot of people assume that the entrance sign to a community is the line. Okay, that is not always true.
I understand
entrance
that.
Signs go sometimes because there's a bridge or there's that. So where the real line is, I'll have to find. I can find that out.
Because where it tells you you're in the village, it's west of the bridge.
Right, and you want to know if that sign's in the village or in Oakwood.
Right.
I can find that out.
Now, let me ask you this question. If it's not in the village, what happens to them people that got tickets?
Well, I just said what I was told.
Where that sign
is, this is what I was told, Joe. Where that sign is legal. Okay, I didn't ask if it's in Oakwood or if it's in Walton Hills. I know they moved the placement of the sign. Okay, it was originally up further and they moved it. So when I come that way every day, when I seen it was moved, I asked, is the movement of the sign, is it legal? They said, of course, it's legal. It can be where it is. That I do know. I didn't ask if it was in Oakwood or Walton Hills, but I can find that out for you.
The sign has to be so many feet from the camera.
That's right.
And I understand that.
Right.
Okay. But if it wasn't, to me, it's not legal if you put the sign in Oakwood and just to get the footage. That's what you're doing. If you need 100 feet and the 100 feet falls outside of Walton Hills, I don't think that's legal.
I don't know if it is or not. If it's not, then they have to move the sign because we can't have it be illegal.
I understand that, but what happens to all what happens to all the tickets that them people got?
First, we got to establish whether it's legal or not.
Right, I understand that.
Okay, if they say it isn't legal, then I will find out what they're going to do about it.
Okay, first of all, I really don't believe in the signs, okay? I think you have enough good policemen on duty to take care of the village, okay? That's my opinion.
Oh, you don't agree with the cameras?
I don't agree with the camera, right.
Right, right.
But I think you have enough policemen to take care of this village, okay? I think we have one hell of a police department, and you have to go somewhere to beat it, okay? That's my opinion.
Right. And we can't argue with that. We have a great police department. Right. The thing we did express, and I'm not going to labor it, is at least what I feel is what it does is it frees the police up from focusing on tickets and traffic violations and gives them more time to focus on driving around and protecting the businesses along with the residents. The other thing it does do, it handles that traffic violation. The problem police have is when they pull someone over and you have a single person in a car, different than when me and you were young where you had two people in a car, you always have to, you know, it's protocol to have backup. So now you're tying up two cars, you're taking, especially on second or third shift, now you're taking two people off patrol instead of just one, like, you know, one car. And it's a safety thing too. So, but that's debatable. Everybody has their opinion on the cameras, whether you like them or not, and everybody has a right to it. The thing we have found out, because it's not our investment, Gasco, we just get a percentage of it. We didn't buy any of the equipment. That was one of their places they liked it. We have a high rate of speeding there. We've had a fatality or two in that area. Especially on the weekend because the light in front of the
Best Rewards.
Yeah, Best Rewards turns to a caution light. And so people get off the freeway. And it, yeah, it's if you've seen, you know, one thing about those cameras, since they go 24/7, you really get a feel of what people are doing on your streets. versus, you know, having a policeman doing radar certain times of the day. You really get a 24-hour feel 7 days a week, which days people are speeding, which what times. And I'll tell you, people fly. I didn't think they could get that fast from there to Northfield. But just talking to the chief since that camera's been in place, they're catching people at a high rate of speed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I got no
questions. But I can find it out for you, Joe.
Okay, I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're not the first one that asked that. Not about Oakwood or Walton Hills, but about the placement where the sign is legal. Anybody else? Any other residents or persons having business before council? Okay, we'll move on to the mayor's report. Okay. Court receipts for April, $26,123.96. Year to date, we're at $107,044.71. That's up from last year, which was $83,370.43 at this time. And this is the chief's report. The Walton Hills Police Department issued 189 citations in the month of April. The predominant violation was speeding, with 54 citations written, followed by 30 citations written for expired plates, 12 citations for traffic control lights, and there were 6 arrests for OVI. That's for April.
Mayor?
Yes.
Just to specify, the court receipts does not include the camera.
No, it doesn't. And we have 2 cameras, so everybody knows. I know the media at first, when we did that story, when the chief, they came out and talked to the chief, they thought we had 5 mm-hmm. at the time. At that time, we had 1. Okay. Any council comments at this time?
Mayor?
Yes, go ahead. Mr.
Yeah, I'm pleased to report that tree that was on Conley, or not Conley Boulevard, that was on Jefferson at the intersection of Morningside and Jefferson, that has been taken down. There is another one, though, in close proximity that's looking exactly like the other one. It's not quite as far as advanced. But I think we're going to have to do that one as well in the next 2 years, just as a notation. That's about all I have, Mayor, at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments?
Nothing at this time.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, for our police departments, I was remiss at wishing them last week National Police Appreciation Week. This week is also National EMS Week, and so I just want to wish all of our EMS workers, including our first responders, which I believe most of our police officers are certified as first responders. There is no such thing as an ambulance driver. Even our basics, there's intermediates, and then there's full-on paramedics, and all of them go through an extensive amount of schooling to be able to drive an ambulance. And it's something that we need. A friend of the family had that call this afternoon even, and
right.
The guys were there and greatly appreciate that. So,
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to thank Jennifer for being part of that.
So. Thank you.
You know, go ahead.
Just a reminder, on Monday, Memorial Day, 8:30 here, is our service to commemorate Memorial Day, and I hope you'll still be here, Mr. Phillips.
Anybody else? You know, with that said, I don't know if there was a lot of, most I've noticed it this year for the police was the blue lights this year. You know, there was a lot of more blue lights. It seemed people had the blue light, so you kind of have to recognize that. Thought that was nice. There was quite a few of them in the village. Okay. Ready for the legislation?
Yep.
Who would like to introduce ordinance 2019-2?
Mr. Mayor, pardon me.
Mary.
I'd like to introduce for suspension ordinance 2019-2, an ordinance amending chapter 203.01, compensation of the codified ordinances of the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Second by Jennifer.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to ask for adoption of ordinance 2019-2.
Second.
Councilperson Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Okay, ordinance passed. Brian, would you like to introduce ordinance 2019-3?
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance 2019-3, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with ARM ToughEquipment.com for the purchase of a 25 cubic yard leaf collector for the service department in the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Is this for suspension?
Okay. Did I not say that? Thank you for correcting me. It's for suspension.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Gloria.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I'd like to ask for adoption of ordinance number 2019-3.
Second.
Second by Mary.
Councilperson Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Can we have a motion for ordinance 2019-4?
Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead, Fred.
I'd like to introduce for suspension on ordinance 2019-4, an ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Bob Gillingham Ford for the purchase of a 2020 Ford all-wheel drive utility vehicles for the police department in the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Second by Gloria.
Councilperson Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Ordinance passed. Who would like to introduce ordinance?
That was for suspension.
That was for suspension.
Oh, yes. Okay, go ahead.
Fred.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Fred. Ask for adoption.
I'd like to ask for adoption of ordinance 2019-4, the ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into an agreement with Bob Gillingham Ford for the purchase of two 2020 Ford all-wheel drive utility vehicles for the police department in the Village of Walton Hills, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Second. Is there a second? Second by Gloria.
Councilperson Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Who would like to introduce resolution 2019-13?
Mayor, I would like to introduce for suspension resolution number 2019-13, a resolution authorizing the mayor and the fiscal officer of the Village of Walton Hills to enter into a contract with Roniak Paving, Inc. for the Alexander Road resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Is there a second? Second by Mary. Right.
Councilperson Allen?
Yes.
Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Mayor, at this time I'd like to ask for approval of resolution 2019-13.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Spitznagel.
Councilperson Terlouwski?
Yes.
Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Resolution passed. Okay. No old business, some new business. I know I mentioned me and Mary talked a little bit whether or not you want to continue through the summer or have a recess or continue through the summer and just have meetings and COW meetings and committee meetings as needed. Something, you know, we'll have our COW meeting in a couple weeks. That would be up to you. We can talk about it or we continue. I know in the past we've done both ways. We've taken recess, or we've continued, or we've had meetings as things have come up. It just depends on what everybody wants to do. But think about it, and we'll go from there.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Was that historically July and August that was taken off, or June and July? I know last year we basically did.
It was July and August, but I think there was times when we just did August.
We do have to have one July meeting.
Yeah, and there are times we didn't
yes.
do it.
The tax.
Yeah, we might have to do the tax.
Last year we made up for all the vacation that was ever taken.
That's right.
So
what? The big one?
It was made up. We made up the time last year.
Okay, new business. I know Gloria mentioned, of course, our Memorial Day ceremony, which is this Monday at 8:30 right here in Village Hall. Our guest speaker is going to be one of our own council people. I know me and Fred talked. Mary's going to talk about her father, I think, correct? And also Sarah Picar is going to be our singer this year. Rainey Austin's out of town. Mr. Webb, who was another person we asked, he was out of town. Both have done it. Mm-hmm. And Sarah Picar, one of our young residents, is going to sing for us. So I'm kind of excited about that. So hope everybody's here. And then, of course, from there you can go to the Bedford service, which is very nice, too, over in Bedford. I know any council members want to go. I know I'm going. Jennifer, are you going? Mary, you're
going. I'm
going
with you. They always stop me in Bedford when I try and get through.
Yeah. And anybody else? I know, Fred, you might be out. But anybody else? Gloria usually goes.
What time is that we need to be at?
I have to look at the flyer. They say either 10 or 10:30 they kick off. 10:15. We might have to be there at 10, I forget, but and anybody that hasn't been in that service, you know, it really tells you what that day is about. It's not a day of giving out candy or anything like that. They really honor the military service who lost their life for this country in their line of duty. So it just really tells you it's too bad we can't get all the young people to go there and see what it's like, because we relate everything to, you know, candy and cookouts, and that's a day that, you know, from just the, you know, walking down Broadway and then going to the cemetery, the ringing of the bell, it's just really a special day there in Bedford. I think they probably do it best, but
Don't we also honor the police officers also that day? Police officers?
Mm-mm. No, Denny, I've been to every one since I've been on council, 15 years, and they've just the military that day. But I think we honor that, everybody, and that all every day, so.
Mr. Mayor,
go ahead.
The memo from Bedford says begin to assemble at 9:30 a.m.
9:30, so usually we got to go right from here. So
yeah.
I know some of the residents don't know why we don't stay longer here, but it's just kind of one of those things. All four communities participate in that parade, all Oakwood, Bedford Heights, and Bedford. We got our up-and-coming meetings. Looks like we're definitely going to have the June 4th meeting, see how council feels if we move ahead. Through June 4th, June 11th would be the two COW meetings, and then June 18th would be our council meeting. Okay.
9:30.
Anybody have anything else they would like to add? Okay, can I have a go ahead?
Mayor, I just want to thank you for inviting me to come back. And I just want you to know I did truly miss this body, and I see a lot of smiles and friends out in the audience. And you guys really worked me hard tonight. But thank you very much. It's very nice to be graciously welcomed. And I could come back anytime if Bill has any other children that get married.
He's got a slew of them.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Blair. Can we have a motion for adjournment?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the council meeting today.
Second.
Second by Mr. Linville.
Councilperson Nielsen?
Yes.
Spitznagel?
Yes.
Linville?
Yes.
Brenner Miller?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Terlowski?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned at 8:15. Everybody have a great weekend. Have a nice week.